Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Every Sunday morning at 9, join me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Each week we'll be exploring the wonderful world of modern jazz. From hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz, Sunday mornings at 9 on Sheffield Live.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Dawn? You know what, I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3, here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident. To boldly go where no
man has gone before. It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
This is Sheffield Live.
Oh, midweek, and we're gonna make it special. Special.
We love to boogie. Walking all the way home, the passion of the earth blasted his mind. Now it's neat, sweet, ready for the moon bass grind. We love to boogie. We love to boogie on a Saturday night. I said we love to boogie. We love to boogie. High school boogie. Jitterbug boogie. We love to boogie on a Saturday night. Tail feathers high, jitterbug left and smiled to the sky. With your black velvet cape and your stovepipe hat, bebop baby, the dance is for that. I love to boogie, yes I love to boogie on a Saturday night. I said I love to boogie, I love to boogie, jitterbug boogie. I love to boogie, I love to boogie on a Saturday night.
Welcome back to the second hour of today's show, and thank you for listening. I hope you're enjoying everything I've played for you so far today. Three from the 70s got the second hour underway. We started 1975, Tina Turner, and Let's Spend the Night Together, track two, side one of her Acid Queen album. And actually, she played that character in the rock opera Tommy. Okay, the film version anyway. Then it was 1974 for Susie Quattro and Devil Gate Drive. Number one here in the UK, February the 23rd for 2 weeks, spending a total of 11 weeks on the UK chart. And we finished 1976 with T-Rex and I Love to Boogie. 9 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 13. Your first fact for today, this day being the 8th of January 2026. This day, 1985, the US Post Office issued Elvis Presley stamps. Obviously, the fans bought them, and then they used them to post letters with fictional addresses on, so that they would come back to them marked Return to Sender. Okay, off to the 60s we go, 1965, for the Four Seasons, and Let's Hang On. 16 weeks in the UK chart, peaked at number 4. Then it's 1963 for the Searchers and Sweets for My Sweet. UK number 1, August the 8th, 2 weeks, spending a total of 11 weeks on the UK chart.
There ain't no good in our goodbye. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Let's hang on to what we have got.
You say you're gonna go and call what we've got.
Put you off.
Tell me, it's all you gotta.
1968 there for Amen Corner and High in the Sky. 13 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 6. We're off to the 80s now. First up from 1984, Prince and the Revolution and When Doves Cry. 15 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 4. And of course, it's taken from the Purple Rain soundtrack. Then it's 1989 for The Lars and There She Goes. 4 weeks on the UK chart, only reached number 59. It went away. It was reissued in 1990. Spent 9 weeks on the UK chart, peaking at number 13.
I'm not My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Sweetheart, listen, I know the last few things haven't been good for the both of us, and I've caused you a lot of grief, but put those bags down, okay? Before you make a decision like that, please just listen to me, because I don't want it to leave. I definitely don't want it to leave. Just hear me out.
There for Terence Trent D'Arby, and If You Let Me Stay. 13 weeks of UK chart, peaked at number 7 and was his debut UK hit. Your next fact for today, this day also in 1985, tickets for George Michael's first solo concerts, which were two nights at London's Earl's Court, sold out within hours of going on sale. And Earl's Court at that time had a 20,000 seat capacity. Right, it's time for Name the Artist. You ready? I'm going to play for you a little bit more, taken from 1998, spent 9 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 2. Re-entered the chart 1999, spent 4 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 64. But I'd like to know who's singing this, please.
Shoulders the way I used to do. Look into my eyes and give me that smile. The your head down, 'cause we're staying up to greet the sun. And when your body's hit, then that brought me, and I'm laying flat out on the floor. When you think I've loved you all I can, I'm gonna love you a little bit more. Got to say a few things that have been on my mind. You know where my mind has been. I guess I learned my lessons, and now's the time to begin. So if you're feeling alright, and you're ready for me, I know that I'm ready for you. We better get it on now, 'cause we've got a whole life to live through. And when your body's hit, then that brought me, and I'm laying floor. When you think I've loved you all I can, I'm gonna love you a little bit
one wrong answer and that's it. Not five, I'm afraid, no. I hadn't got a clue lined up, but I'll tell you what. If you, the name of the group is a number, all right? If I was to say that in America you call this number when you want the emergency services, like the police, for example, okay? That's your clue. Right, while you're thinking about that, off to the 70s we go. 1976, Andrea True Connection, More, More, More. 10 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number five. Then it's 1979 for Eruption, One Way Ticket, their second and final UK hit. 10 weeks on the UK chart, peaking at number nine.
How do you like it? How do you like it? Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
'73 there for Gladys Knight and the Pips, and I've Got to Use My Imagination. Number 4 in the US, US R&B number 1, but wasn't released here in the UK. Yes, once I gave that big clue out about the telephone number, I got all the right answers. It was 911. Okay. Your next fact today, before we go on to the next section, this day, 1982, Johnny Cash Parkway was opened in Hendersonville, Tennessee, becoming the first living inhabitant of the town to have a road named after them. Right, we're off to the 60s now. First up, 1966, for Georgie Fame and Sitting in the Park. 10 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 12. Then it's 1967 for Tim Hardin, Hang on to a Dream. UK number 50, spending 1 week there, and was there his only UK chart entry.
Thank you. me I'm a fool. I let you treat me so cruel. Nevertheless, you got me waiting here. I'm sitting in the park, waiting for you.
Can I say she's a walking away from what we've seen? What can I do, still loving you? It's all a dream. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems? What can I do? She's the same way through with how it was. What will I try? I still don't see why she says what she does. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems? What can I say? She's walking away from what we've seen. What can I do? Still loving you. It's all a dream. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems? How can we hang on to a dream?
Yeah. shake, shake, shake the tail feather, baby. Shake, 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 shake a tail feather, baby. One more time. Shake, shake, shake.
1969 there for Bob and Earl and Harlem Shuffle. 13 weeks of UK chart, peaked at number 7 and was their only UK hit. Where's the first hour gone? The second hour. Ugh, it's been one of those shows. The second hour's up. I can't believe it. It's absolutely flown by. I hope you've enjoyed everything I've played for you today. Time for one more track. Don't forget, next week it's a theme in the first hour, 80s boys' names. So, without further ado, I'm going to put on for you Ultravox, Dancing with Tears in My Eyes, 1984. 10 weeks in the UK chart, peaking at number 3. So, Steve Rowan saying bye!
Yeah.
comeback, because of course that track is short, shorter than the time it was giving me out. But there we go. So I'm going this time. Bye.